They're still making like ants to turn back the tide of oil. Joining us live from New Orleans is Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson. It's great to have you this morning. Warren, what are you hearing there? Is boats still going up, berms being built, beaches being cleaned?
You got it, Scott. It's all of that. It's there's this activity against this great gushing tide of hundreds of thousands of gallons a day of oil. I mean, you see it blooming everywhere out in the Gulf. You see these great beaches that are the home to summer recreation and to fishing just sort of closed, and the only real activity is these guys in moon suits and the dropping of the sandbags, the building of the berms.
Now, we've heard about small companies like a shucking company that's been in business, oyster shucking company for over 130 years having to shut down. What are you hearing about the seafood industry at large? Are they still functioning?
Just barely. I mean, the fishing grounds that they generally work in are off limits. There's nothing you can pull out of there. So they're just sort of hoping to find some way to survive. And if enough of this can get cleaned up, that in the years to come, they'll still have something to do.
Warren, one of the things we keep hearing is that is a level of frustration rising from coastal residents affected by this bill, that no one seems to be in charge. Is the president's two-day visit expected to at least define maybe some lines of authority?
Part of it is really to get a sense that somebody is kind of in charge, that somebody is kind of riding herd on this. The real problem is this is a mile down, and very few people have the expertise, even the people who work in this field, have the expertise to actually plug something like this up. But you do have a sense that that the president's management style was kind of caught unawares on this, that people would look to the federal government for more leadership. Just to give you a sense of how important this is, the president will address the country from the Oval Office after his two-day trip to Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, and it's the first time he's actually made a speech from the Oval Office to the country.
Finally, Warren, give us an idea of how you're going to cover the story today.
We're going to go out and talk to people, see for ourselves just where the oil is spreading and what kind of activities being put together to try to sop it up. The big thing that's happening that we really can't see, it's a mile under the ocean, is going down to put in new sensors to get a sense of just how much oil is escaping. Even after 7 weeks, we really don't quite know just how much is getting out.
We will look and listen for your reports from the Associated Press. Warren Levinson, it's great to talk to you in New Orleans this morning.
You bet, Scott.
It's 10 minutes till 8. Let's check weather and traffic now. Kirk Mellor says you can plan on New Orleans kind of steamy high of 95 today.